Good morning for New England Public Radio News. I'm Carrie Healy. On most Mondays, we check in with State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy about the week ahead on Beacon Hill. But as we're near the end of the year, I asked him for an update on the major issues the legislature faced in 2017. First up, criminal justice.
Well, it's kind of been status quo for a few weeks, I guess you could say. I mean, since the legislature recessed for the holidays, both the House and the Senate have passed major criminal justice reform bills, and those bills were moved into a conference committee between the House and Senate. But that conference committee, maybe perhaps a little surprising, has not really started its work yet. They haven't met. Some of that might have to do with the fact that leadership in the Senate has been in a bit of turmoil ever since the allegations against Senator Rosenberg's husband came out. That may have slowed things down. But those talks and those negotiations have not really began in earnest yet, but we expect them to, and they will probably heat up early in the new year.
On the next topic that the legislature was dealing with is always health care and funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP. The program in Massachusetts is expected to run out of federal funding in January. Federal lawmakers have yet to renew that funding. What is the state going to do if those funds do run out in the state?
So we heard from Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters last week, who talked about steps that the administration was looking to take to try and extend the CHIP funding that it has. Right now, they're kind of working, since the reauthorization expired, they're working off leftover funds from 2017, and they're working off that money and trying to take steps to kind of triage the claims, pay them out of other accounts where they can, and ensure that CHIP money is there for people who rely on CHIP for their health coverage, and that's their only source of coverage. So they're trying to extend this out, and there's broad hope, I guess you could say, that Congress will do something given its bipartisan appeal. Most members of Congress really value this program, so their hope is that this will get done once Congress kind of moves past the tax reform debate.
Looking back on 2017 on the topic of marijuana, just last week, the Cannabis Control Commission was extremely busy ironing out details to prepare for the legal retail sale of marijuana. From all those hours of sessions, what are some of the highlights?
They are really getting to work, and you know, they're looking at all of these things that weren't really envisioned in the law or explicitly talked about in the law, such as cafes, and you know, they're contemplating the ideas of home delivery of marijuana and kind of trying to make all these decisions of these ancillary kind of business decisions before this new market gets up and running.
And then finally, ethics reform. We began 2017 with lawmakers planning to revisit the state's approach to conflict of interest laws, 8 years after they passed a reform package that strengthened ethics laws in the wake of the indictment of former Speaker Sal DeMasi on ethics charges. Matt, what is the status of ethics on Beacon Hill?
The status of ethics, well, that's a great question. I mean, this is something that perennially gets looked at. The Speaker has always had this on the forefront of his mind and put teams in place to kind of review these laws. You know, I'm not sure that, you know, it may be a bit of a surprise to see ethics jump to the front of the agenda for next year. It hasn't been something that's been talked a lot about this session, but given the investigations that are ongoing and, you know, the potential for other shoes to drop with sexual harassment allegations or complaints that have been raised in the Globe and other outlets, this is always something that needs to be watched closely.
It has been a couple of weeks since the allegations against former Senate President Stan Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, were made. How have lawmakers responded?
Well, after the wild week a couple of weeks ago when Senator Rosenberg stepped aside, the Senate launched this investigation, put in Senator Harry Chandler as the acting Senate president. Things have quieted down a bit, and a lot of this discussion has moved behind closed doors. We do expect this week that the Senate Ethics Committee will probably hire an independent investigator to conduct their probe. They had set a two-week schedule for that, and from what we understand, they are on track and hoping to keep to that timeline. You know, there is the behind-the-scenes kind of machinations of jockeying for power if Senator Rosenberg is not able to return following this investigation. But like I said, after some initial public comments of interest in this seat, those talks have kind of gone underground.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.